share all of our nieces, nephews, and non-binary familials. I'm your Auntie Ruth.
And I'm your Auntie Gina.
And we're...
You're weird.
Aunts.
The show, where we take a look at current pop culture and talk about how it connects to past trends and fads.
Yeah. This week...
Yep.
We watched...
Yep.
The Batman.
That's one.
If you want to know which one, the one.
The Batman.
AKA.
Which Batman?
Robert Pattinson.
That's right.
Is the Batman.
He sparkles in the sun. He's the only one.
But you only see him at night in this, so.
That's right.
You would never know. Because
he's the Batman. He's the Dark Crusader. He's the Dark Knight.
You know what just came to me? Because you said, like, you know, he's a vampire. He's playing a bat. Man.
Uh-oh. He's come full circle.
I don't know why I only just thought of that.
He has come full circle. So, yeah, we did, and I, just a warning, okay, so we covered the Batman, and I pitched this to Ruth because I was like, what can we offer the fans of this film that several podcasts have not already offered? And I was like, well, what could two aging, out of touch, eccentric ants.
Yeah.
You know, we're watching this film. We've seen all the Batmans. Like, we grew up with the original Batman.
Yeah.
And we're just gonna take a peek.
You mean Adam West?
And tell you what we think. You know?
Yeah.
That's what you're getting here.
Yeah. Experience.
It's a brand new experience. That is what we're offering.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever wondered, you know, when you went over to your weird aunt's house that never seemed to be quite sober and always made you herbal tea, what did she think of the Batman? Well, here you go.
Now you know. Well, you're gonna know.
You're gonna know in about 2 seconds. Do you have the description that...
Yeah.
This is
a plot of the Batman. I mean, who doesn't know who Batman is? When a sadistic serial killer begins murdering key political figures in Gotham, Batman is forced to investigate the city's hidden corruption and question his family's involvement.
There we go.
Which, you know, here's one thing I really liked about this movie.
Okay.
In contrast to the Christopher Nolan movies. Here's the thing, okay? I'm going to say. The Christopher Nolan movies were masterpieces because they took, you know, like a comic book character and then, like, gave him a backstory as though he were, like made it more realistic, right? Like,
sure.
Okay. And then with this one, it's just, like, right out the gate, you're getting Batman. I don't need an origin story. I don't need any of that stuff. Even though I appreciated it with Christopher Nolan, I don't need to see it again. I know where we're coming from. You know what I mean? Like, you know, his mother and dad die. But the difference is that the reason why they die, they go about it in a different way in this film. So you feel like, oh God, another Batman movie. But it's like, it takes a whole different turn.
Well, and
here.
This is definitely, it's the youngest Batman, and this is, like, fresh out the gate Batman.
Yeah.
He doesn't have it all figured out.
Right.
You know, he's not perfectly coordinated yet. You know, he makes a couple stumbles and falls.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't know how his gear quite works yet. He's still figuring it out. He's a young man.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite have it. His mission statement hammered out.
I don't. Okay, so I'm not like familiar with all of the comic book stories and iterations, okay?
I'm shocked.
Listen, so
okay.
All I know is what I know, and it's not everything, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of your typical Batman stuff in this film. Like, no camp, first of all. No camp.
Disagree.
Whoa. Okay, we'll get to that. And also, like, there wasn't a lot of, like, they kind of focused more on, like, this true crime story as opposed to Batman story.
Hard agree.
Yeah.
Hard agree. So here's where the camp element came into play for me.
Okay.
Okay, first, we start off, it's Halloween. Halloween where?
Oh, I hope you're going to mention my favorite character. Okay, go ahead.
Please. Who's your favorite character?
So, go on with what you're going to say, and then I'll tell you.
No, please. I mean, okay. It sparked such joy.
Okay, so Halloween, right? There's, like, all this crime because it's Gotham, and there's always crime, and it's gritty. And so, like, everybody is, you know, struggling. And there's this character that's going to go rob a convenience store, I think. And I don't know what he's supposed to be, but I've just been calling him Onion Head.
Okay, that is my camp point that I was just about to make.
Thank you.
Again, Halloween where? Because why do they look like vegetables that don't exist? Everybody's wearing root vegetable masks.
Yeah.
And then there's like a gang, but they're dressed up like the Warriors from like the Warriors film. Like, what gang has coordinated face paint? None that I know of. It's like, this isn't planet Earth. It can't be.
It's Gotham.
You know, it's like we have to, when I like had to tell you, that's when I texted you and I was like, I'm approaching this as if I'm a 12-year-old and I'm just accepting that everybody's cool with the fact that people wear costumes and they're not put off by it. You know,
like the Batman costume or Onion Head?
All of them, because again, there was face paint going on.
Yeah.
And he wasn't the only one in a costume. The Riddler.
But it was Halloween. That's the other thing. It was Halloween.
Okay, so maybe, no, you're right, maybe. And but also Catwoman, I guess that was just to obscure her identity.
Listen,
but
if Onion Head is like, why can't we make Onion Head a Batman villain? Because he robs convenience stores. And he dresses up in a costume. Hello. You got Egghead.
He needs to present more menace, obviously. I mean,
he can do it.
I know. I mean, that's the thing. He just needs to, again, show a little ambition.
He needs
and
to.
And me too.
Okay. So, like, this is one of those cases where Onion Head needs to team up with another villain. You know, like how Penguin and Catwoman always work together. It's like that. So, like, Onion Head needs, like, Egghead.
They're halfway to an omelet.
Exactly.
If they find a piece of cheese or a ham head.
Why have we not had an egghead villain yet in the Batman movie series, whatever? Was that not
Vincent Price?
Yes, Vincent Price.
Yeah. Bill Hader would make a good egghead.
He would.
But
let's do it. And then Onion Head. Yeah, so they're going to team up.
Right, that's a done deal.
Yeah.
The
Batman 2.
Right. So, you know, and then again, so because we're just meeting Batman. Well, and the other thing is because so when I read up on the director who he directed A Planet of the Apes, one of the Planet of the Apes, A Cloverfield. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to, like, this one was supposed to be for the youth. That's why they got Robert Pattinson in there because he's got a psychosexual hold on the younger millennials from Glittering in the Sun.
Yeah, some people like him like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, and he also, you know, died in Harry Potter.
Yeah, that was sad.
I know. I didn't kill him.
He was a baby.
I know he was. It was sad. But yeah, so he's got a hold on that generation. I personally love him as an actor.
Do you?
Say it now. I love him. I feel like he has Nick Cage potential.
Okay.
You want to know why I say that?
I would love to know why you say that.
When he showed up with that Elvis Presley accent in that movie, with that, here, I'm looking it up right now.
What movie are you talking about?
That, with that kid from Spider-Man.
I don't know this movie.
The Devil All the Time. So, okay. So Robert Pattinson's in this movie with Tom Holland, and everybody, obviously, is working with a voice coach extensively to get this accent, this regional southern southeastern accent from the United States. You know who doesn't show up for lessons? Robert Pattinson. He shows up sounding like Elvis from the 50s. Doesn't make any sense.
Can you please?
It's not the right.
Can you give me an example?
Not only is it not the right region.
Yeah.
Not only is it not the right region,
yeah.
It's not the right time.
When is this
so
set?
It does. It was
set in present day.
No, but like here, it is. You have to listen to a clip of it,
okay?
Because it is unhinged nutballs.
Okay. Can you?
It's kind of the way in the same vein as Nick Cage showing up for Peggy Sue Got Married.
Can you please give me an example? Can you act out the? Can you act out?
I wish I could.
Why?
But I swear to God, listen to a clip of it.
Well, I'm going to. But for right now, for the audience, can you maybe?
You know, I cannot.
Well,
I cannot sound like Elvis from the 50s.
But can you sound like Robert Pattinson in this?
No,
movie?
I can't. I absolutely cannot. I can't. I wish I could.
Hey, baby.
I would if I could.
Hey, baby.
I'm like, oh my, oh Tom Holland, I don't know about all this rigmarole up in this church. I didn't get that teenager pregnant, Tom Holland. Something along those lines.
Love it. So, okay.
The point being,
yeah.
And, like, obviously, his work in The Lighthouse, I'm just saying,
that's
it's
true.
Like he's...
That's true. He was very good in that.
Yeah, I just love him. I just feel like the decisions he makes are unhinged. I mean, you just really can't... I will see him in anything. I just feel like he really goes for it.
Did you see him as Salvador Dali in that movie?
No, but I've seen the clips on TikTok.
Not great.
I've seen the clips on TikTok. I saw his berries and cream bob from the film. So.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But you know what? That's not the Batman.
It's not. The Batman is your emo hero.
Right.
This
that's
is the
thing.
This is the Black Parade Batman.
When he was a young boy, his father got shot with his mother. Okay. He said, will you go on to become a vigilante for the city of Gotham?
That I destroyed.
Okay, so he, you know, he's getting his life together. He's like, man, Alfred, I'm not into making money. What he is into is true crime, just like all the young girls. And so our friend, the Riddler, aka Zodiac Killer, shows up.
Yes.
Paul Dano,
uh-huh.
Who is fantastic.
Always.
And this is what I found interesting. So, Batman essentially becomes a detective.
Yeah.
Which is unlike any previous Batman.
Right.
He's like, get me in here. I need some clues. I want to look at the crime scene. I want to get inside the mind.
Yeah. Like, what? Okay. There is this detective. So, sorry, let me preface. So, there's obviously a murder. This one made me really sad. So, the mayor of Gotham, what was his name? Mayor Don Mitchell, was played by Rupert Penry Jones. And
gorgeous.
He's one of my favorite actors. He's such an angel. He was in Persuasion. I know you're not a big Jane Austen. But
no, I know, but he's a lovely actor. I know. There was a lot of really good actors who were in this movie for one minute.
I know. Like, this cast is insane.
I know.
Did you also notice that I can't remember his name, but he was Blackbeard's sidekick on...
Izzy Hands.
Yeah.
Con O'Neill.
He was in this too.
Yeah, he was the cop.
Yeah. But, so he goes, Batman goes in to investigate as the detective Batman. And, there's this detective there who is like, just like, what the fuck, you know, like, get out of the way. And cause Batman's looking around at every little detail. You find out that he has these contacts that take pictures. They record video, sound.
Which is very Black Mirror.
Yeah, very, very.
Yeah.
And so...
Very cool. I was on board.
So he's looking at every little detail of the crime scene. And the detective is just, like, really irritated with him. Like, excuse me, can you get out of the way? I loved that guy. But it was weird because, I mean, like, he's dressed up like a fucking bat in a bat suit. And other people were just like, what the fuck is this? Why is this guy here? He's not a cop. Why is he here? And so Commissioner Jordan, Commissioner Gordon isn't a commissioner yet. He's lieutenant. So.
Sure.
So he's still working with Batman and they're like besties, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, the mayor gets murdered, and he dies from, like, this really weird instrument. And when I saw it, I thought it was, like, one of those kids' sand bucket shovels.
Okay.
I didn't know what it was. I was like, riddle me this. What the fuck was that?
Oh, I thought it was a paint scraper, but I did know. Yeah, I did not think it was a silver children's shovel.
Well, I did.
I know, you told me.
And I'm like, how do you kill somebody with that? Like, what is that? What is that thing that he killed him with?
Right.
I mean, I didn't really think it was a shovel, but that's what it looked like. And you clearly can't stab somebody with a shovel.
But I'm glad that you stuck with that, even after ruling it out as impossible.
That's all I could think of. I couldn't really. And then I let it out of my mind.
You didn't consider anything that made more sense.
I don't know.
You just, that's where you landed.
I don't know. I don't know all the weapons of the world. I don't know. It's metal. Who knows? It could be a lot.
You know what?
It could have been an antique.
I saw a shovel and I stopped there. Well, you know.
But here's the thing.
So, this whole thing, I was texting you the whole time while you were actually, you were doing legitimate things on Mother's Day. I was watching this and texting you my thoughts the whole time. Because at first I thought, wait a second, is the Riddler actually the hero of the film? And the, like, Batman usually has this problem for me because... like, as a total super leftist that I am, I'm always like, is the director of this film just straight up capitalism? Because the hero is like the richest man in town who decides to police the place himself.
Mm-hmm. But he's not just trying to get one over. He's, like, trying to solve all this corruption and let it out. Like, these are all the people that are ruining the city. And guess what, Bats? Your parents were part of it.
If you really wanted to help, Batman, maybe you could also try to uncover corruption and not run around with your bare grills.
He's
like equipped outfit that has flares and knives and, you know, like climbing gear. He has so much gear stuffed in that suit that's like seven inches thick.
The flying squirrel suit?
Like, it is crazy. He has so much survival gear. Adrenaline shots?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, what does he have? Go-Gurt? Gatorade?
He'd better have
granola
Gatorade.
Granola bars?
Go-Gurt.
Jeez Louise.
Go-Gurt. Gatorade. Granola bars.
Penicillin. Citrus if you have scurvy. I mean, like, mosquito nets. Like, there's nothing this guy doesn't have in his suit.
EpiPens.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely no nuts in case you have allergies. Like, this dude is outfitted. I mean, yeah, like an inflatable dinghy. Anti-malarials. Like, Jesus. The COVID vaccines.
The good ones.
Right. Yeah, it's just like... But so he's very prepared. But I'm like, but you could also like invest in neighborhood growth.
But
help education.
It's like you're saying though, but it's like all the modern like billionaires in the world do this.
Exactly.
I don't want to like name names for some reason, but
yeah.
But you know, we have people that are, you know, trying to get to do their own thing when it's like, do you know what you could be doing for the world right now with that money?
Exactly.
But you're
not
like,
building a spaceship, bro.
They're all
not
building
going
spaceship.
To space.
It's like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But Bruce is the same exact way. And it's like, how do you side with him when he's...
You don't.
Right.
Which is why Catwoman is such a great character.
Yeah, she was really good.
Which is why I love when she kicked that motherfucker off the roof.
Yeah.
You know? And, of course, Batman saved him. So, no, we have to do this the right way. But it's like, yeah, I mean, not... Look, I don't think murder is a good idea. And I'm not saying, like, people should go about, like... You know? I mean, the Riddler in this case was straight up murdering people.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we should, like, build guillotines. Not yet.
Well, yeah.
But, like... I don't see why we can't expose people publicly.
Absolutely.
And if you want to throw in a cipher so we can all wordle it out, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you never know what this senator did, and then attach a wordle to it so the whole world could, like, solve this cipher, and we would be like, what? Like, male sex worker? I didn't see that coming. Like... Oh, wow, I solved it in three. Wow, thank you, Riddler. Like, that's what Anonymous should be doing right now.
Yes.
Get on it, Anonymous.
Agreed.
But, yeah, but in that, I think that I love that balance of, like, Catwoman, where she was like, you must have never been poor. I was like, yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And, like, the Riddler, the same thing. It was like... Yeah, I mean, we were both orphans, but you were, like, in a tower.
Yeah.
You don't
count. You weren't an orphan. You lost your parents, but you weren't an orphan. You weren't living in the slums like we were, getting abused and mistreated and addicted to drugs and shit like we were.
Well, and you, like, wake up with rats, like, chomping on your fingers.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he had said, like, when he was talking to Selina, Catwoman... And he was like, well, you know, she made her choices. And she was like, you must never have been desperate.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not in a position to make choices.
Like,
you're surviving.
Are you? Yeah. That's why I had such a huge issue with, like, any kind of romantic anything between the two of them. It felt so icky and gross, and I hated it. Yeah. I'm like, what does she get out of this scenario?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because, you know, like, you just named off everything that was wrong with him, and yet still you're going to make out with him?
Yeah.
I don't
know. No, I know.
I mean, like that.
Well, and I guess, like, I mean, I guess the, like, premise of the movie is that this was, like, his sort of coming of age. So it was, like, he walked into this process, like, naive. And they're, like, you know, with this whole I am vengeance. And it was like, well, maybe not so much vengeance, you know, but, like, you know, I have to give people hope. First of all, why does Batman have to talk like that?
In the growl voice?
Yeah.
And his wasn't, like, not as bad, though, as a lot of them.
Well, and I just wonder, is that like a straight guy thing that we just don't get? Like, do they want to do that? Is that, like, something they...
Adam West never fucking did it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
I mean, is that, like a some kind of posturing that I don't know about? Like, is that, like, a puffing of the chest that I don't... Like, that... You know, like, if you talk like that... It's like, excuse me, madam. Could you pop off that brassiere? I'm like, no, absolutely not. Does this voice not work to accomplish my goals? Absolutely not.
Not in this room.
No. What's happening? Do you need a lozenge? Oh, my God.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh, okay. Oh, but yeah, so, but we were talking about how this is like a learning experience, a journey for,
yeah, well, and then the other thing I was thinking is, like, he's the first and the only one I can think of that addresses the eyeshadow, the eyeliner situation under the,
yes,
what do you call that? The headpiece?
The cowl.
Like, because yeah, every Batman has his eyeshadow. That's not part of the cowl, but they always have, like, some kind of eye makeup.
Well, you'd have to, right? You'd have to.
I mean,
we all knew that was happening.
But nobody ever addressed it. But this one, emo Batman, he's got the black eyeshadow.
And you know what? I wasn't mad at it.
I wasn't either.
But you know what I was mad at?
What?
Whoever brought out the straight iron. On that hair.
I'm sorry, what is this, 2007?
I mean, you couldn't have blown it out. I just felt like it was too severe in here.
Well, the thing is he had that, like, 1980s haircut that would have looked great feathered and blown out. But
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, like, they ruined it by straight ironing it. I agree. The hair shape did not go with the styling of it.
No, yeah. I feel like it could have been easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl. I really...
Yeah.
I feel like the straight iron felt like... It felt like like Dame Navarro to me. It felt too, like, you know, punk pop band to me. Like,
well, bury that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't feel like that's where he was trying to go. Whoever, like, I feel like he needed more James Spader bounce.
Oh!
More.
Yes.
Do you see where I'm going?
Of course. Well, yeah, that's what I mean by the feathered, the
nice. Yeah. Yeah.
It had the shape to it, but they didn't go there.
That's
with
what
it.
I'm saying. Hey, guys, that's why you need to listen to.
Why couldn't we have like, James Spader as some, like, God, what a missed opportunity that is.
I know. He would have made such a great villain, you know,
yeah,
in the 90s.
I know.
For, like, a costumed villain. The Riddler.
Yes.
So, from a true crime perspective. And that they borrowed from some of America's best serial killers. Mm-hmm. And just straight up murderers.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, there was Zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
We also had some of the Iceman with the rats. I don't remember if you ever saw the Iceman on HBO.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, classic.
Fucked up.
Yeah, but he videotaped a guy he left him alone with rats and videotaped him being eaten alive by rats.
Yeah.
The mob.
I like rats. But not like rats.
Like, not in that context. I don't like rats when they're eating somebody to death.
Well,
I don't like them in that context.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you thought about that for a long time.
Everybody's got to eat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying like rats with murder in their hearts.
Okay.
Okay, you do. Okay. from your face, I'm seeing yes, you do like those rats.
You ever see Willard?
Yeah, you know I did. I love that. I love creepy Crispin Glover. I love creepy
that
Crispin.
That movie turned me on so much.
I hate you. I hate you. You're such a creep. You're such a creep. Did you ever see that Crispin Glover movie where he had like a dead cat in a igloo cooler? He was like trying to bury it, and then all the ice melted. Anyway,
oh god,
gonna have to cut that out. It's horrifying to this day. Okay. And then. Also, Lee Harvey Oswald with the book depository shot with the gangster. Felt that.
You're so smart.
Felt very Lee Harvey Oswald to me. And then the Columbine shooters, where he tried to get all those people to pluck people off.
Yeah.
So I just felt like, you know, he was just really cultivating a straight up American murder stereotypes. I don't know if it was on purpose or not.
He did a lot more than a lot of villains did.
Oh, yeah. And it was, I mean, I think, you know, they were horrific. I mean,
like,
I could see how you would think it was bad.
He could have just, like, stuck to the, you know, like, riddle me this.
Oh, and not only that, but the head wrapping was Andrew Cunanan. The Versace head wrapping.
What?
Yeah, see, I'm telling you. They're all good old American murderers.
This story is like so much deeper and better than people are going to give it credit for, because they're not going to notice that stuff. They're going to be like, it's the Batman, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, mm-mm. I said, it's a true crime movie.
Thank you. It is. That's what I'm saying.
Wrapped up shown off as a Batman movie, but really,
that's why I'm telling you. That's why I did not think that I was gonna enjoy it as much as I did.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is very much a detective movie.
Yeah.
It's very much a true crime movie.
And then when we meet Selena for the first time, she's working in the club. Which I think is a thing. And so she's working in the club as a server. And the club is owned by... is it owned by Falcone? I think so.
Yeah, Carmine.
Carmine, who is played by John Turturro.
Amazing.
Yeah. So he meets him. And the first thing I think of is, like, this guy could have been played by James Gandolfini. Penguin was played by Colin Farrell, who you would never in a million years recognize. Right. But definitely, like, they're bringing in that mobster kind of underground crime syndicate thing.
Well, and that's the thing, because there's a million... They could have picked a million overweight 60-year-old Italian guys to play that part, and yet it felt very like Jared Leto playing that guy in House of Gucci.
Oh, like, my god, mamma mia.
I'm like, why are you transforming this handsome Irish man into like a bloated Robert De Niro.
Like he did give a lot of Robert De Niro vibes. For yeah. sure. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, did you want Robert De Niro? I was like, was that the direction you gave him? Like,
maybe.
And honestly, I felt like, you know, being raised by an Italian American, I was like, should I be offended?
Yeah, like, you should. Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. I was like, I feel like you're shaming Italian Americans, Colin. I mean, Cobblepot is not an Italian American name, but like, or an Italian name, but I don't know.
I don't know that either. Voice. I don't know mm-hmm. either. But yeah, when we meet Catwoman or sure. Selena Kyle, she's in the club.
Yeah.
And so she kind of knows everybody in the underworld, having worked at this club. And Selena ends up trying to find her friend.
Right.
And who goes missing.
Right.
And I believe she also worked in the club with Selena. And she was trying to protect her. I'm assuming she was younger or something. But she, you know, was trying to protect her from the bad stuff kind of going on in the club. You have all these people. And it's not just like mob bosses and stuff. You come to find out that it's also like all of the politicians and everything of Gotham.
Right, like everybody's crooked.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And so he ends up, Batman ends up trying to use her to get more information.
Right.
Because she works so there.
Right, so they start working kind of as a team, mm-hmm. like an investigative team.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
She becomes his partner, even though she doesn't really want to.
Right.
She still will help him because she wants yeah. to find her friend. And that's kind of what it all comes down to.
Yeah. And it is, again, it's that it feels, it has that setup of like a true crime detective type yeah. story where you pull other people in and you're both trying to untangle this, you know, this deceptive web. And even though you have like different objectives, they overlap and it's a clever plot, but
during all this at the same time, then you have the Riddler doing the same thing, but in like a super destructive way, like trying to like, because I think he kind of already knows, but he wants things to come to light about how corrupt the politicians and everything are, the detectives, the DA, the mayor.
Right.
Even Bruce's dad, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and then you get to see it firsthand in the club with Selena.
Right.
And she ends up talking to the DA, because Batman asked her to go to the table so that he could identify all the people there at the yeah. table. He's like, wait a minute, I know that person. I know that person. Go talk to them. And she's like, ugh, I don't want to, but okay. And so she sits at the table and she starts talking to the DA, who's played by Peter Sarsgaard?
Yeah.
He's not a Sarsgaard.
No, he's a Sarsgaard.
He's a Sarsgaard.
He had no K, just a Sarsgaard.
He's so hot.
Interesting.
Do you not think so? He's so fucking
absolutely
hot.
Absolutely not. Nope.
Oh my god. But he's like got like not a totally shaved head, but like really short cut. And I was like, that's sure. okay. I mean, whatever. He's so hot. But he plays kind of like this wimpy DA. Like, you know, he's going there because, you know, he's going to hang out with the boys and whatever. He's wanting to hook up with Selena, but he's like, that's okay, whatever. And then he becomes the next victim of the Riddler.
So, yeah, we sort of established that the difference between, like, the previous Batmans was that, you know, he is younger, he's sort of starting out, so you get to see him being a bit clumsy, hasn't figured it out. And it the way that it's plotted, it's more like a detective, sort of true crime. You know, he's in a more investigative mode than previous.
Yeah, like him and Batman. Jeffrey Wright working together as, like, like buddies, like hot buddies, partners. Yeah. Partners.
And the relationship between him and the villain is more of like a meeting of the minds than like a physical altercation. Like, it's not like a you know, this sort of supernatural, like,
yeah,
you know, just constant galactic battling.
Yeah. Like a, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
there's no golden hammer or anything. It's
well, because he doesn't have any superpowers. He's just a normal dude with some cool right, contacts and every yeah. single tactical thing in his body.
Right. And, you know, the Riddler is just like, you know, some dude that has to sneak up on people with the syringe in the dark.
Yeah.
So. But, so, you know, it was, I thought it was an interesting, it was an interesting take.
Yeah, I really you know, thought, it was, yeah, it was really different from all the other ones I've seen. I never saw the George Clooney one. Did you watch the George Clooney one?
I did. Well, that, because they used to play it all the time on TV.
I liked Val Kilmer okay.
Yeah, it was fine. I think that one was had the Jim Carrey Riddler in it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this was a different Riddler.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul Dano was really good, as always.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he has, like, good. This speech in it, and then I was like, holy shit, this reminds me so much of There Will Be Blood. Now I want to go watch that.
Oh, for sure. I know. I, yeah, I definitely... had originally wanted to make a Daniel Day-Lewis joke at some point, but okay, so we always make a playlist inspired.
Yeah.
And curious to see what you chose.
Nothing scandalous.
Okay. We'll see about that.
Okay. So the first song I chose was Shoplifters of the World.
Nice.
By the Smiths.
Nice.
And I was mostly thinking of Onion Head.
Nice.
When I picked the song, because he's a shoplifter. Well, he's a robber. He's a hold your gun up. But whatever. Shoplifters yeah. of the World. And the second song I picked was Love Cats by The Cure. Because of Catwoman.
Nice.
Even though I really didn't want her to be with Batman. And okay. at the beginning of the movie and kind of, like, throughout, they used a Nirvana song.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that and Ave Maria were, like, the two songs that they chose to play throughout the whole movie. But I chose another Nirvana song that I prefer, and it's actually Tori Amos's cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Thanks. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to upset you here with this episode. No,
those are all strong.
Thank you.
I think we have some, what's it called? Similarities.
Oh!
Because I chose, as a Catwoman song, I chose Kiss Them For Me.
Oh!
Yeah.
By Susie. Which is funny because in the second Batman movie, Face to Face was the... You were going to say that. I'm sorry.
No, but I'm glad you caught it. Yeah, that's why. Okay. And I also chose Cellophane by FKA Twigs.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like that. I also chose from Nirvana, I chose On a Plane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's that line where it was like, you know, love myself better than you. Oh. I know it's wrong, but what can I do? Yeah. He's like, obviously, because he's like, I've got to solve crime. See you later, babes.
Well, really, he thinks he's better than everyone. Entitled.
But
part of me wanted to add the Star Wars Death March just because they had that song playing in, like, the part of the score.
I thought I heard that, too.
It was, like, one note off from the Imperial Death March from Star Wars. And I was like, this is, like, the Vanilla Ice version of
Ice I thought Baby. I heard the Death March, too. And I
yeah. Like, it's not the same.
No. It's close. But, yeah. All right. Well, and that's the thing. And this, again, this is, you know, two, you know, bitter older ladies talking about a young Batman who has not learned his way. I hope you've learned something from it.
I hope he finds his way in a good way.
Okay. But with that.
With that.
I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. And,
don't forget to send in your, recommendations for movies, music, TV, whatever.
And you can find us on Twitter at Weird Aunties and Instagram, Facebook at Your Weird Aunts or TikTok at Your Weird Aunts.
Yeah.
Or you can email us at yourweirdaunts@gmail.com. And, you know.
Smash that like button. Give us a good review.
That's right.
Actually listen to the show. Because yeah, it's a good one, baby.
That's right. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Press that subscribe button.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, it was good seeing you, buddy.
It's good seeing you, too. I'm your Auntie Rue.
And I'm your Auntie Gina. And we're...